is Black Lake.
You're listening to
WGXC Accra,
Hudson, Catskill, New York.
Wave Farms WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have one and don't need it, and it's a Macintosh 2019 or newer, please email info@wgxc.org for more information. Thank you for your contribution.
El Movimiento Sanctuario del Condado de Columbia es una organización basada en el Condado de Columbia que organiza junto a inmigrantes y aliados para apoyar, empoderar y defender colectivamente a nuestras comunidades. CCSM ofrece programas que ayudan a personas recién llegadas, incluyendo programas de alimentos, fondos de ayuda mutua, servicios de apoyo legal y oportunidades para ser un organizador y activista. Puedes encontrar más información en las redes sociales a CCSMNY o llamando al 518-303-3848.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Catherine of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Take your Wellingtons off, children, and Mammy will tell you a pleasant story.
Good evening, this is Captain Factor, and you're listening to Foraging Ahead. Tonight on Foraging Ahead, we're going to dedicate it to one of my favorite boomers of all time, who passed away October 13th, a couple of weeks ago, Ed Kenny. Ed Kenny, such a good guy. I first met Ed maybe 15 years ago at a Hootenanny, and it was this skinny old guy with a long white ponytail and a mandolin, maybe 100 pounds soaking wet. And he had these glasses on. He always sipping on a cup of coffee. And he was just hang out in the back and just noodle on his mandolin. And you'd throw him a solo and he'd go, woo! And then he'd just rip out some sweet licks. He was electrician, a member of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers for his whole life, just a hardworking guy, real kind of blue-collar, but just smart and funny, curious, a lifelong curiosity about how things worked and how to take things apart and put them together. And he ham radio operator, he could program computers, he could build you a shed, he could fish and canoe and kayak, and he was the kind of neighbor where if something broke or something went wrong, he wouldn't even think twice. He'd be over there, he'd help you out. He was just a real mensch, and the world is so diminished with his passing. A couple of stories about Ed that I heard from him throughout the program. But Ed played the mandolin, and it's mandolin music tonight on Foraging Ahead in honor of Ed Kenny. Ed, I'm going to start out with Little Stanley Brothers.
My latest son is taking phase. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph has begun. Oh,
bear my longing heart to him who bled and died for me, whose blood now cleanses from all sin and gives me victory. Oh, thank you.
That was Jimmy Goudreau with Bury Me Beneath the Weeping Willow. Before that, the Stanley Brothers with Angel Band. And tonight's Foraging Ahead is dedicated to the memory of Ed Kenny, mandolin player, marvelous human being. When Ed first started coming to the Hootenanny, Tivoli, we used to play at the pub there. My kid would come. He was like 10, 11 years old, and he played the fiddle. Kid was okay with the fiddle. And Ed showed him the mandolin, and my son was just amazed that here's an instrument that's tuned exactly like the violin. Well, it's a mandolin, right? And Ed could see how excited David was, my son, to be able to play an instrument and then sing at the same time. Very next week, Ed shows up with a mandolin for the kid. Just, hey, I got an extra mandolin. Hey, go on. Learn how to do this. Nothing. Ask for nothing. Just such a loss. Anyway, today is all for Ed, and it's all mandolin music or mandolin-based. Next up, little Bill Monroe with the classic Blue Moon of Kentucky.
Tell me, brother, tell me, it's so hard to understand why you forsake your life to be a drunken-hearted man, a drunken-hearted man. High life and demon alcohol have ruined many men. Oh, tell me, my brother, would you be one of them? Would you be one of them? Your family that loves you prays for you day and night. You treat them like a stranger.
and you shun their good advice. You shun their good advice. Mouth is full of promises, just so much empty talk. Your heart is with the bottle and the lonesome drunkard's walk. The lonesome drunkard's walk. Span is ended, then each must walk alone to enter darker regions or rise to worlds unknown, to rise to worlds unknown. High life and demon alcohol have ruined many men. Oh, tell me, my brother, would you be one of them? Would you be one of them? Would you be one of them? Would you be one of them?
If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, well, I'd ride him on my boat.
we could all together go out on the ocean, me upon my pony on my boat. If I were Roy Rogers, I'd sure enough be single. I couldn't bring myself to marry old Dale. It would just be me and Trigger. We'd go riding through the movies, then we'd buy a boat and on the sea we'd sail. If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, well, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, and me upon my pony on my boat. Masked man smart, he got himself a Tonto, cause Tonto did the dirty work for free. But Tonto, he was smarter, and one day said, Kimo Sabe, kiss my ass, I bought a boat and I'm going out to sea. If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a boat, well, I'd ride him on my boat. I wouldn't need no sneakers. I could come and go whenever I would please. And I'd scare him by the shade tree, and I'd scare him by the light pole. But I would not scare my pony on my boat out on the sea. If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. If I had a pony,
that was Jimmy Goodrue and Mundy Klein, their cover of If I Had a Boat. And before that, Sierra Farrell cover, Years, cover of John Anderson. And before that, Tim O'Brien, The Drunkard's Waltz. I'd just like to clarify, Ed was not a big drinker. So, but tonight's show is dedicated to Ed Kenny, who passed away. And we're just paying a little tribute to him and the mandolin, which he brought with him, seems everywhere. I think I saw him with it at a convenience store one time. I always wanted to interview Ed for my radio show, and I never got around to it, and I'm feeling it now. You know, and this is just a little wake-up call to me, and if you're listening, to you, and don't wait to get somebody on your radio show. Whatever your radio show is, get them on. Sit down, talk to them. Everyone's got some stories, and Ed had some great, great stories. One of the best stories Ed would tell was his admiration for the Symbionese Liberation Army, the SLA, famously 1972-1974, this whacked out, like, terrorist leftist organization, tiny, tiny little group, famously kidnapped Patty Hearst and that famous security cam footage of her robbing a bank with her captors. Ed would tell the story of how they burned down or blew up the draft office in, I think it was Yonkers or Poughkeepsie, and that his draft card was in there for the Vietnam War. And because of this radical action, that Ed was never drafted for Vietnam. And that was just one of Ed's many stories. Well, I did a little digging on it, not too much for this show. I was like, oh, the Symbionese Liberation Army, that's interesting. Turns out nobody burned down a draft office in New York State that time. So Ed just might have been lucky. But still a great story. For those of you who never knew Ed, he would want you to just go out and hear some live music. That's what he would like. And what I would like to play a little Sierra Hull and some more mandolin music.
Knocking at your door, you can't keep the secret in. We thank you, and we just love and appreciate the attentiveness of every one of you that's come to hear this program. And Bill's got a little word he wants to say about a song. It wouldn't do for me to brag on it, because I think he said something about me in it somewhere, but I ain't going to say no more about it. Bill, go ahead and tell him about whatever it is.
We was playing out in Hollywood, Doc and myself, at a club out there called the Ash Grove. And I'm always trying to come up with something new in the way of bluegrass, and I come up with this little blues number. And Doc put a wonderful run in it for a little introduction to start it with. So I titled it the Watson Blues, and I hope you will all enjoy it. Thank you.
was Chris Thiel, waltz for Dwayne Pomeroy. Before that, Absence Makes the Heart Grow Fonder, Sierra Hull, and before that, Watson's Blues, Bill Monroe and Doc Watson. Tonight, Forging Ahead is dedicated to Ed Kenny, who passed away at the age of 75, and played the mandolin, and among many, many other things. But he was a marvelous human being, and just taking a little time to appreciate that he was on this planet.
Thank you. We'd like to do an instrumental now that was written by our mandolin player, David Grisman. He called it after a town he found on a map. It's called Cedar Hill.
Money from my behind, oh, darling. New River train. I know the New River train. Same old train that brought me here and it's soon gonna carry me away. Darling, you can't love sick. Darling, you can't love sick. Can't love sick, that kind of love won't mix. No, darling, you can't love sick. Riding on the New River train. Riding on the New River train. Same old train that brought me here and it's soon gonna carry me away.
Loved one so in the early morning rain with no place to go. Out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go, and I'm stuck here on the ground. That old liquor tasted good, and the women all were fair. Well, there she goes, my friend. She's a rolling now at last. Hear the mighty engine roar. See the silver bird on high. She's away and westward bound. High above the clouds she'll fly. The morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. It's got me down. It's no earthly good to me. And I'm stuck here on the ground, as cold and drunk as I can be. You can't jump a jet plane like you can a freight train. So I'd best be on my way. Best be on my way in the early morning rain.
All right. That was a little Tim O'Brien with the Gordon Lightfoot cover, Early Morning Rain, Heavy on the Mandolin. Before that, the Monroe Brothers with New River Train, and Sarah Jaroche with her exquisitely beautiful piece, all with the mandolin. And this is all in honor of the passing of Ed Kenny. We're going to just play a little music for the rest of the show. Mandolins, that's what it is. Next up is the Grandmaster Star Radio Hour with Red Swan. Yeah, it's so sweet now that we've got the studio up and running and everybody's coming in. People are coming in before the show, after the show, and all of these voices that we've heard on air have faces and bodies and all of that. It's a lot of fun. Next up, some John Reichman and probably a little more David Grisman.